A packed auditorium of students expressed their anger over a series of racist vandalism incidents on the Syracuse University campus to university officials Thursday night. The meeting took place the day after another racist message was found in a university building. And later on Thursday, people reported seeing a swastika stamped into the snow near student housing off campus. Students at the hearing talked about the mood on campus as a result, criticizing what they see as insufficient attention towards bias.
You put in the handbook, there's a zero tolerance policy for discrimination, racism. Y'all tolerate it every single day. Y'all tolerate it. I walk amongst students who are blatantly racist, white supremacists. I walk amongst them every day when I go to class. Y'all tolerate it. So why would I feel comfortable coming to a university where y'all clearly don't have zero tolerance for racism?
Another student at the forum described having a racist slur directed at him, then reporting it to university officials to no avail.
My ex-roommate just called me a chinchou right in front of my face, and I reported it, and up to now, no one's replied in official. To me, how does this investigation going on, and especially in the same floor, fourth floor day hall?
Among student demands are that the people responsible for the racist vandalism be expelled. The meeting drew university officials, including Vice President Robert Ratzke and Public Safety Chief Bobby Maldonado, who told the crowd they're doing everything they can to find those responsible.
We don't have a sustainable lead, or we don't have a promising lead at this point in time. We are working all the leads that we possibly can. We're going to continue to talk to people, and we're going to continue to hopefully develop a lead that will lead to finding people responsible.
The meeting followed a second day of sit-in protests at the Campus Health and Wellness Center. Maldonado told students they could continue their protests there overnight. Some students expressed frustration that the Chancellor, Kent Siverud, did not show up to the meeting. For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, WAER.org.